It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR News Station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, South Florida's jazz drumming legend, Duffy Jackson, returns home for a jazz workshop in Palm Beach and several dates at Arts Garage in Delray Beach. We'll find out more details. Chef Norman Van Aken preps a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, contributor Chris DeAngelis previews next week's 14th annual Huki Lau, a celebration of Polynesian culture, and so much more.
Oh, we're going to a Huki Lau. Huki, 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 huki Lau. Everybody loves the Huki Lau. Where the Lau Lau is the cocoa with the big luau. Oh, we throw our nets out into the sea, and all the umma umma come swimming to me. Oh, we're going to a Huki Lau. Huki, 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 huki Lau.
Next week, South Florida will play host to the largest and most well-known Hawaiian-themed party in the continental U.S., the Huki Lau. The Huki Lau is a five-day-long celebration of Pacific Island culture, mid-century modern style, live music, and inspired bartending. It's going to run from Wednesday, June 10th through Sunday, June 14th. There will be art shows, bartending seminars, craftsmen and vendors, lectures, mermaids, burlesque dancers, film screenings, yacht cruises, and performances by some of the finest sounding bands from across the country. Most of the action will take place at the Hyatt Regency Pier 66 Hotel on Fort Lauderdale Beach, although Saturday night's main event takes place at the fabulous Mai Kai restaurant. First opened in 1956 and still going strong, the Mai Kai is one of the last of the original large-scale tiki-themed showplaces still in existence. The Mai Kai is the magnet that has drawn exotica aficionados and lovers of tropical drinks with little umbrellas in them down to Fort Lauderdale year after year. We spoke about the 14th annual Huki Lau and all things tiki with event organizer and renowned tiki expert Tiki Kaliki, who also occasionally goes by the name of Christy White. Tiki Kaliki, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Oh, thank you. Mahalo.
The Huki Lau has become such a great annual tradition here in South Florida. What are some of the highlights we can expect this year?
I would say some of the highlights that people are definitely anticipating are, first, probably the Tiki Tower Takeover, which is going to be a two-hour happy hour that will take place at the top floor of Pier 66. And it's not only the top floor of Pier 66, but it's the rotating cocktail lounge that was added on the very top floor in 1965. And not many people, you know, have really seen that space, but we're going to take it over with four of Tiki's top bartenders from all over the country. We've got Martin Tate from Smuggler's Cove in San Francisco. We've got Jeff Berry from Latitude 29 in New Orleans. We have Paul McGee from Lost Lake, and that's in Chicago. And we have Brian Miller from Tiki Mondays with Miller from New York City. And they're all going to be there. They're going to man their own bars. They're going to be serving over 200 cocktails, just as if you were in front of their bar in any one of those cities. That's exactly how it'll be presented. And while you're standing there enjoying your cocktail, you're spinning around. So it's just a slight spin, but, you know, after four cocktails, they might feel it a little bit more than they did when they walked in.
So you'll have a rotating view of all of Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah. For those of us that don't know a lot about that tower, you know, it was built by Phillips 66. It has 66 points surrounding it, and it takes a full spin so you can see the beautiful Fort Lauderdale skyline and the beach and the ocean and so forth and intercoastal every 66 minutes. I was telling people every 66 seconds, and they got a little confused there.
Well, that sounds like something not to be missed. The Huki Lau always has such great live music. Who have we got coming this year?
We have several people that have been to Huki Lau before that are mainstays and that everyone loves. We have the Intoxicators, which is a surf band. We have the Disasternauts, which are gorillas dressed up like spacesuits. Who doesn't want to see that? We also have the East Coast debut of an amazing group, the Alika Lyman Group, And Elika Lyman is actually flying in from Hawaii. He's never played on the East Coast. And just to let everybody know who he is and why we're so excited about him coming is his great uncle was Arthur Lyman. And Arthur Lyman played with Martin Denny and of course, is one of the Exotica greats of our time. So along with those cats, we've got, from Miami, we've got Goldust Lounge, and we've got Slip and the Spinouts, and we actually have some wonderful burlesque acts coming on board, you know, just to fill some time slots with. I'm sure people aren't going to complain about them.
Who's going to complain about burlesque? Come on. What about history? I know that the Hukilau always has symposiums and guest speakers that speak about Exotica-related topics or the history of certain bar drinks. Who have you got coming and what will they be talking about?
Well, one person from history I don't want to forget to mention that's coming, maybe not for a symposium, but she is coming so everybody can meet her and have a great time with her, is we have a three-hour tour cruise with Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island that will take place on Friday. We'll sail it through the Intercoastal. Everyone can kind of meet her, get an autograph from her. There's a costume contest that she's going to judge. If you win the costume contest, you win $100. So,
wow. And you can spend it on drinks.
That's right. That's right. But the cruise actually is open bar and full food buffet and so forth. But,
and Dawn Wells was which character on Gilligan's Island?
She was Mary Ann.
Mary Ann is going to be here.
Mary Ann's going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a boat in the Intercoastal.
Oh, that's going to be great.
The movie star, the professor, and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Island.
That's right.
That's going to be great.
But the other symposiums we've got that we're really proud about is not only does the Maikai still exist, and we should celebrate that every day, but one of the other tiki palaces of our time was the Kahiki, which was in Columbus, Ohio, that is no longer with us. That symposium is going to happen on Sunday, and it's led by Jeff Chenault, who is also an Exotica historian. He's spoken at Hukilau before. It's called the Kahiki Crown Jewel of Polynesian Supper Clubs. It was probably twice the size as the Maikai, and and several years ago, it was raised to put up a Walgreens.
Ugh.
So every time we all walk in that Walgreens, let's think of Kiki.
You have a Chinese-American filmmaker coming in. What's he going to be speaking about?
That is Arthur Dong. He's actually an Oscar winner as well. He is going to be talking about a fabulous from the 50s, kind of San Francisco nightlife. They called it Baghdad by the Bay. And it was all these Chinese nightclubs that would perform and had all this culture that no one really speaks about, no one really thinks about. All these beautiful women and talented musicians and dancers would come and live here, and that this would be their life. And one of the most famous of the clubs was called Forbidden City. And the story is all about Forbidden City and then all the people that kind of made it up. The musicians, the entertainers, the dancers, and people that made it successful. And you'll find, you know, several different stories. His presentation is not going to only talk about from the past, but he'll also include several stories from the present.
Cool. So he's going to be talking about kind of the history of Chinese-American nightlife in San Francisco.
Yeah, and it was around 1936 to 1970. That was pretty much the period of a heyday of that.
That's interesting. And I see you have somebody talking about Disney World's original Polynesian Village Resort. Let's talk about the Maikai, because the main event is always a Saturday night at the Maikai. Give us a little overview of that.
Well, of course, everybody, they do save up their pennies all year long. And, of course, the star of the weekend is the Maikai that was built in 1956, but is still such an incredible example of that world that existed, you know, 50, 60 years ago. And the state of the Maikai is still as it was back in the 50s. They've had some, you know, renovations, but as you walk in, you are just immediately transported into a world where hula skirts sway, where rum flows like lava. you know, they even have this feature now when you walk out into the gardens, because the Maikai is you know, enormous, and you walk out into the gardens, and now you hear, it's a feature that they've added, sort of Disney-esque. You can hear birds calling, you can hear the drums beating, you can hear monkeys calling and wild birds, and it's just added to the atmosphere of when you walk into a place like that, and really any tiki bar, it should really take you away.
Yeah, it's a total experience.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel the pressures of the outside world. That's why they went there years ago, is because they could go to the corner tiki bar, they could be somebody else, they could be somewhere else, and they could sit there and have an experience, and yeah, when it was time to go, it was time to go. For this few moments, it's magic.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. I think anybody from South Florida that has not been to the Maikai owes it to themselves to go. With the Hukilau, the people watching is fabulous. The rooms are packed full of interesting characters, and it's such a great, fun time. Tiki Kaliki, thank you so much for bringing this fun-filled event back to South Florida every year.
Absolutely. Everyone should come enjoy. It's for everybody.
So go into your closet, dig out that Hawaiian shirt, or maybe your muumuu if you got one, and get on over to Fort Lauderdale Beach for one of the best parties of the year, the Hukilau. Aloha, everybody. This is Chris DeAngelis for South Florida Arts Beat.
Chris DeAngelis is a songwriter and musician who has performed throughout the state over the past 20 years in many musical genres. You can email him at molemachine1@yahoo.com. The 14th annual Hukilau will run from Wednesday, June 10th through Sunday, June 14th at the Hyatt Regency Pier 66 Hotel on Fort Lauderdale Beach. The main event Saturday will be held at the Maikai Restaurant and Showroom in Fort Lauderdale. Passes can also be purchased during the event or online. For more info, go to thehukilau.com. Reservations for Saturday's event at the Maikai can be made by calling the Maikai directly at 954-563-3272 or by visiting their website at maikai.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment. Ah!